Well, hi, Annie. How are you feeling this morning?
Great, actually, I really am. It was an amazing
Okay.
experience. So, yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was going to say, how was it watching the episode back?
Oh, super weird. It's super weird because you have this own your own perception about the game and what you experience, and your perception is your own reality, and then you start to see all of the other moving parts that are happening around you and why, the butterfly effect of this thing happened, it caused this down the road. So it was weird, but it was also really cool. I mean, despite what happened on the island, I love my castmates, and we're gonna love each other in the real world forever. And so it was just gameplay, but it's hard to watch people saying, oh, she's so bossy and she's such a Karen, and all things that I get that I'm bossy. I'm a CEO. It's in my DNA, But a
Yeah.
Karen, nobody's ever called me a Karen. I know that. That was a new one.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you talked to Sophie or anyone about sort of that stuff? Because that is the stuff that's hard to watch, I'm sure, as a player, is that confessional or the stuff that they're just saying that you weren't aware of.
It's hard to watch from my perspective. I will say, I think it's also hard to watch for them too, because now that we know each other in the real world, and I mean, they're so apologetic and say, oh my God, I can't believe we said these things about you. We don't feel this way. And I can't even remember saying that. And it was just, we didn't know each other and we're just playing the game. And that's why I said in tribal, first tribal, like nothing is personal. It's not personal. It's not, do you like Annie or do you not like Annie? It's how do you get to the next day? And you can cut out anybody that's not you. And so they're just playing their game. And I get that. And I do not fault any of my tribe mates for stuff that they said or did on the island. If they said or did that stuff off the island, that's its own problem, right? But they don't. And we're good. We're super good. And I wish them all the
Okay.
best. Yeah.
That makes me happy. You're such a good sport about this. Obviously you were blindsided, so in the moment, who were you feeling most betrayed by? It seemed like you were closest with Alex, but was that the case?
Yeah, Alex was definitely my number one. I thought we had a whole thing going, and ultimately, I think his hand was a little forced. I do think that he was genuine about wanting to work with me, but what ended up happening was Sophie and Jake were so close, and Sophie kind of had Jeremiah in her pocket, and so that leaves the two of us sort of wondering how we're going to navigate this as a twosome. And so he did have a relationship with Jake, but I think we both were worried that the Jake and Sophie alliance was stronger than the Alex and Jake alliance, and that would have caused us problems down the road regardless. So I think his hand was kind of forced with that vote, and I think for his game, it was probably the smart move to get me out. So I felt betrayed only because he was my number one, and I wanted us to run this thing, and I wanted to get Sophie out really bad because I felt like she was the weak link physically for us. And it made all the sense in the world to vote her out to me. So it kind of sucks, but I didn't even really feel betrayed. I just felt like, yeah, that I see why you did it. It sucks, but I see why you did it.
Yeah, I mean, he did show you his idol. Did that help solidify the trust for you going into tribal council?
100%. And I definitely felt like, okay, you've got the idol. He said, I'm going to use this for us. The conversation was this is for us, and I would have never asked him to play his idol for me ever. If he wanted to ever do that, that's an amazing thing, but I would have never asked for him to do that. But I was excited that we could take that into a merge situation or use it if we needed to. But again, even having that, it wouldn't have mattered because even if he played it for me, then, things would have probably swung back to being his name on the block at some point, and it just would have been bad. So I think it was the right move for him regardless.
Yeah, the what if game's hard to play. There's so many
It's hard to play.
factors. did you get a sense at Tribal that anything was off? Did anything like seem off to you?
Your spidey sense is always up. I don't think you can spend a minute on that game not worrying that you're wrong in your assessment. I don't think you can trust anybody. I said that, and everybody kind of crapped on me about it, but I still, to this day, feel like you cannot trust. You can pick who you want to align with and kind of hope that that works and kind of trust your gut that that's the person. But at the end of the day, there's only one winner, and that person will vote against you in the end if it means that they get to sit on that winner's throne. So you cannot trust anybody in this game. And I knew that. So always, always my spidey sense was a little bit up, and I knew it was a risk that I was going to go home. And when I saw my name come up the second time, I thought,
Twice,
oh,
yep.
here we go.
Yep. You said going into tribal or before tribal, you had said Jake's name pretty vocally, and then obviously Sophie, and then she didn't do great on the puzzle. Do you regret being so vocal about in those scenarios of like throwing out names?
I don't think I regret anything. I think that my game played in a different tribe, different season might have been just fine. And I think that I felt like somebody had to throw some names out because otherwise everyone's just looking at each other with side eyes going, what are we doing here? And I felt like I had a pretty good read on the situation. And even now I feel like I have a good read on the situation. I think I know, who the strong people were. Once I realized that Jake and Sophie had an alliance, we needed to split those two up. Alex and I really needed to split those two up. So it concerns me for what's going to happen. I wish Alex the best of luck. I think he's going to have a hard time against the Sophie and Jake alliance, regardless of what Jake says how he's aligned with Alex. So we'll see, but
Yeah, I was gonna say, what do you think it ultimately was that had them keep Sophie over you? Was it just Jake's was too strong that he was keeping her? Or, yeah, I guess what do you think it was?
so Jake and Sophie, I didn't realize that they had such an alliance until I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and it was like 2 in the morning. We were all sleeping on the beach, and I saw the two of them, Jake and Sophie, sitting really close to each other, having this long, like hour-long intimate conversation. I was like, that's not good, because Sophie had just said, hey, I think maybe we should work together. And Jake was telling Alex they were a thing, and Alex and I were supposedly working together, saying, okay, we got our people. I saw the two of them sitting there, I thought, this is very bad for all of the things we think are real. And so I was sneaking over there trying to listen in, what's going on, pretending to sleep and listen, pretending to sleep. So I told Alex the next day, I said, those two have something, we have to split them up. And that was the impetus for saying, okay, let's either go after Jake. We kind of thought Jake, and then Sophie was pretty bad at that challenge. And so I was like, let's just vote Sophie because we're not going to win. We're not going to win anything. We're not going to get food in our bellies if we don't win a challenge. And it felt like she was the there. So that was the reasoning for throwing that name out. But I feel like I had a good bead on it, and I didn't work out in my favor, but I still like I feel it still feel like I had a decent read on the situation.
Yeah, who did you think was actually like the one really calling the shots? Was it Jake?
No, I think Sophie. I think
Oh.
Sophie was, I really do. I think she was playing up that relationship with Jake. Jake thought he was the one calling the shots. He would come and kind of hand down the vote. Annie, this is who we're voting for tonight. Annie, you're safe. Annie, don't worry. Like, this is what he's kind of a, this is what we're going to do. So I think he sort of felt like he was controlling it a bit, which I didn't love, because I didn't feel like he had all the information with who he was wanting to vote on. But I say Sophie only because she was weak physically. Like, let's just call a spade physically weak, but socially very strong. And so she had Jeremiah kind of in her pocket, and then she had Jake in her pocket, and Jake had Alex. And so there you go. Now Nick and I are just on the outside floating around, hoping that we can, make something work. So I think ultimately Sophie was kind of in the middle of a lot of different relationships, and that's why I ended up on the outside, because we didn't have something that was real.
Got it. Talk to me about seeing Jake hide in your shoe, and when did you find out about that? And was that ridiculous? Like, what was happening there?
I just found out about it on the episode. I had no idea that that's what was going on. We all sort of convinced ourselves it was some small animal carrying our shoes around. I was sleeping in the shelter at night, a couple of the nights, because it was so cold on the beach, and something came and was gnawing on my foot in the middle of the night. So I thought, oh, there's little creatures out here, but none of us were really wanting to think about how big the creature would need to be carrying shoes around. But we all sort of had convinced ourselves it was some kind of an animal, just, carrying them around and dropping them. So I didn't think much of it, just got my shoes and went to work. But then we found out on the episode it was Jake.
Oh my God. What was your, I guess, long-term strategy at that point in the game? Had you stayed longer, were you just trying to stick by Alex as much as possible?
Yeah, I would have never written Alex's name down. I really felt like we had something because we both were decently physically strong and we're both smart, and we both could have done something had we had the opportunity to kind of stick that alliance together. So that would have been my strategy, was to stay with him and continue to try to kind of use these other people for whatever we could, to vote with us, but sort of keep that alliance very secret, which we did a good job on that part. Nobody knew that we were even thinking about working together. So that part of things, I think, was we did well, but just didn't end up working out.
Yeah. Who, when you're watching the episode or the show even last week, like who surprises you the most that was like different or not what you expected based on what you experienced on the island?
I didn't realize that Jake and, I mean, that Jeremiah and Sophie were talking such crap about me behind my back. I really didn't. I mean, I knew that I was going to be perceived. I knew I was going to be perceived as bossy because I wanted to help, you know, but it came from such a place of love. I was trying to help build a shelter to help our tribe. I was trying to help find coconuts to help our tribe. The whole scene where Jeremiah is like, oh, she's so bossy about telling about the coconut. I hadn't told them that I'm a doctor. I have a biomechanics analysis company. I understand the human body very, very well. So I was trying to tell them, find the ones with the juice because it has coconut water in it that has potassium and it helps the hydration and all the things. I'm sure they were like, who's this 50-year-old musician that's telling us what to do? You know, there was no backstory behind it. So I was just kind of, but I was surprised at how much they were eye rolling at me and talking about how bossy I am and all that. That hurt a little bit because I really was trying to do stuff to help the tribe. And I thought they understood that. And they clearly did not. So that was surprising. But like I say, it's all gameplay, it's all water under the bridge. Everything's fine.
I mean, small tribe. Also, Jeff, alluded to this and told me preseason, like, it was hot out there, right? So talk to me about that. What did that really affect the challenges and sort of everyone's brain at that point? Was it really bad?
It was really hot. I prefer the heat. I am a go for a run when it's 115 degrees in Phoenix kind of a chick. So
Oh my
I
God.
love the heat. I will take the heat any day over being cold. So for me, the heat was great because I felt like everybody else is going to be a little bit weaker. But I do think that even more than the heat, just the deprivation and caloric density. We just didn't have anything but coconut. We were all sharing the, and I mean, coconut, you get sick of coconut really fast. And so we're all sharing one little piece of coconut, you know, 200 calories a day or whatever, trying to compete in the heat and these challenges. You can't help but have some brain fog. And so I think, you know, as much crap as I give these guys about how abysmally we lost that puzzle challenge, I also know that everybody was just tired and fatigued and couldn't think straight. It was really hard. It was hard not having fire. Because we couldn't eat anything off out of the ocean, you know, without cooking it. So it's
I
tough.
can't imagine. What I guess what does surprise you most about watching the game versus playing?
There's just so much editing. I didn't realize, but it makes so much sense that there's thousands of hours on every tribe and every contestant and all this. They have to pick and choose the interesting parts of the things that, you know, will help the fan understand what's going on, at least to a certain level. I'm going to be able to watch these shows a little bit more objectively now and say, okay, this person looks super unhinged, but you know what? In real life, they're probably really cool. And so I think there is some of that that was a little bit surprising, but also kind of cool. I mean, these guys, CBS, these guys are masters of their craft. You know, they are able to tell a story in such a compelling way. And you know, there's a lot of truth in it. And then there's a little bit that's, you know, drama for the camera and all that that they kind of piece together, but it's all for TV. And I think it's all in good fun, and it's a great thing to be a part of. So,
I love that. Anything that you experienced out there that you wish they had shown?
oh, there's so many things. I do wish that they had shown a little bit more of me not just wandering around by myself all the time. Like they tried to portray, oh, Annie's off by herself again, being isolated and laying in the shelter and all this stuff. So much of that was either by design, because with my tribe, when we decided to vote out Nick, the five of us said, Annie, let's put the decoy on you. Let's make her think it's you so she feels safe. You can kind of spend time by yourself so she thinks you're on the outs and all of that. So we did that by design. And then it was edited to look like, oh, there's Annie wandering off by herself again, looking for an idol. I promised you I was not looking for idols because I knew immediately I was never going to find one. Everything out there looks like a leaf. I have no idea how anybody ever finds an idol, truly. So I was like, I'm never going to be able to find it. So I would just go, the thing I was doing when I was by myself was either working on building the shelter and finding food or doing what we'd planned on, which is making Nick feel safe. So I do wish that that storyline was a little more apparent because it looks like I was just the biggest idiot constantly by myself and like laying in the shelter, just, you know, being alone, which it had its reasons.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I guess my last question is, Annie, would you ever play Survivor again? Was this a good
Oh,
experience for you?
100%. It was so much fun. It was a great experience. I learned so much and I learned about myself. I learned about how I could be a better player if I got to go back. It was awesome. I would love, yeah, I would take that call in a second.